Yoga is usually thought of as a practice of asceticism, which is usually defined nowadays as austerity or renunciation. But the word comes from the ancient Greek askesis, which simply does mean practice. But practice what? There are so many different yogas that one can practice. Satyoga is the practice of the mastery of every element of the Supreme Reality. Mastery of the mind. Mastery of the spectrum of consciousness. Mastery of the attention to keep it centered always in the heart of God. And mastery over that which is impossible to understand without being in attunement with the Tao, with the information flow that comes from the self, that enables the mind and body to be in alignment with the will of that supreme authority. In order to navigate the way through this space-time continuum without creating negative karma. The spectrum of consciousness, like a radio dial, has many bandwidths. And when the consciousness vibrates at a particular bandwidth, a specific reality appears, objectively and subjectively. But at every bandwidth, a different reality emerges. Does your soul have the power to change the bandwidth you're vibrating at and raise it to the highest possible station in which the direct transmission of the power and the presence of God are received? Until the consciousness has attained the mastery over mental chatter and can abide at will in silence in order to receive the direct undistorted downloads from the self. One cannot consider oneself a true yogi. One is not authentically connected or united. And so the practice of yoga, the askesis, requires an extreme but extremely subtle effort. And that effort must be made in the most disciplined way possible. Like any art or any athletic practice or any intellectual discipline, one has to make effort until the process becomes effortless. If you're a musician, you would call that being a virtuoso. But if you're a yogi, it means being virtuous. Because it is the virtues of the soul that have been disciplined not to fall into vice, not to fall into laziness, stupidity, greed, carelessness, attachment, desire, or all the other modes of being asleep in the ego, non-player character. It is to arise out of the matrix and attain mastery of consciousness in order to be the player of this video game of reality, not to be played, not to be a character impinged on by the morphogenic field and the projections of other egos. This requires a mastery of the soul itself, and that mastery is attained only paradoxically through surrender. Surrender of the entire paradigm of the ego mind. Until the mind itself is filled with light, divine light of the self. And when that inner light shines, it is transmitted into the so-called outer world. And the correlation between the inner and the outer become consciously recognized, so that all of the carrier waves of information within the field are instantaneously decoded, understood and transcended, understood as a symbol. And every symbol, when accurately interpreted, opens a portal to the real that it symbolizes. But it is only through the refined practice of intelligence that one rises out of the primitive level of mental chatter in order to be able to grok the most subtle of emanations from the Supreme Self, until one resonates at that bandwidth and recognizes that those emanations are one's own. And it is through this practice of self-recognition that all the Maya of the ego and all the baggage still carried by the soul are annihilated. And the entire space-time realm is truly, authentically, and permanently recognized and transcended as a dream from which the attention has awakened. And is now free to return to the stillness of the blissful, luminous throne of the self. The practice required is the practice of the Buddha's total vigilance over the manas. The awakened intellect must not allow the ego to emit a single thought. And every thought that is produced by the ego must be recognized as not your thought. But as a delusion that, if believed, drops one down into the lowest bandwidth of the ego's psychosis, and brings one into a state of meltdown. And nowadays, because of the fragility of the ego, can bring permanent breakdown. So the vigilance and the mastery of the power of consciousness at the highest level of intelligence to direct its attention is urgent at this moment, when the morphogenic field is generating such chaotic vibrations. And so self-realization is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity, simply to retain one's sanity, to be liberated from the matrix while the body remains vibrating in it. Is the sine qua non of freedom in its ultimate sense. And it is only this absolute freedom of consciousness to abide as the Supreme Self that fulfills the destiny of the soul and brings the bliss of having arrived home. In the realm of eternal light and love. Peace and coherence. Truth. And sovereignty. May you all achieve this swarajya, this self-sovereignty, self-mastery that alone brings dignity and empowerment and joy to life. May you gain the peace that comes from sincerely, lovingly serving Shiva, fulfilling the mantra Namah Shivaya. This fulfillment of our duty brings a higher level of peace. The peace of grace, in which the consciousness is uplifted into the highest bandwidth and the mantra Shivoham becomes reality. And from that lotus throne of divine authority, the power to emanate the accurate vibrational frequency that uplifts all souls and transforms Brahman, the cosmic morphogenic field, brings the final liberation of Om Tat Sat and the completion of the journey from matter to pure spirit. From duality to non-duality, from time to eternity, and from suffering to infinite joy, Mahasukha, and all the powers of God consciousness are given. May you attain this supreme prasad from the Lord of Love.